This is PolitiFact Florida. I'm Steve Newborn. The swirl of controversy after the decision by Orlando State Attorney Aramis Ayala not to apply the death penalty in cases assigned to her has filtered down to a discussion of cases on Florida's death row. Coming to her defense, Orlando State Senator Randolph Bracey said, "The state has the second largest number of death row inmates in the country, after California, and African Americans are grossly overrepresented on Florida's death row." Let's talk about that claim with Amy Sherman of PolitiFact Florida. Hi, Amy.
Hi, Steve.
All right, Amy, first fact check. Aren't there more whites than blacks on Florida's death row?
Yes, in terms of sheer numbers, there are more white inmates than black inmates among the 371 defendants on death row. There are 215 white people on death row and about 145 blacks. However, Bracey's point about overrepresentation compares African American inmates on death row to African American share of the general population. So African Americans in Florida comprise about 17% of the population, but they make up about 39% of the death row population.
Wow, more than double then, right?
Right.
But aren't there more African Americans who have been convicted of homicides than whites, and that can account for the disparity in the number of death row inmates?
Yeah, that was the point made by the Criminal Justice Legal Foundation, a group that supports the death penalty, and they disagreed with Bracey's assessment. Here's why. They argued that federal statistics show that there are more homicide convicts who are black than there are those who are white. So that foundation says the difference in the death row population is due to offending rates and not bias in the system. However, multiple researchers of the death penalty reached different conclusions, which really focus on the race of the victims.
All right, let's talk about one of those studies. A University of Colorado professor found out that the odds of a death sentence for African Americans are a lot higher than for whites, right?
Right. He did a study in 1991 when he was at University of Florida. He's since left. And he found the odds of a death sentence for those who kill white people are about 3.4 times higher than for those who kill African Americans in Florida. And those researchers have repeatedly found that the race of the victim is a more powerful predictor of death sentencing than the race of the defendant.
Did he come to any conclusions why this happens? Is it just kind of latent racism, for lack of a better word, in our society at large?
Well, why is somewhat of a complicated question. However, Brandon Garrett, a University of Virginia law professor, he analyzed data on death sentencing starting around 1990. To look at this question of why only a few counties across the country still impose death sentences. And he found that death sentences are strongly associated with urban populous counties, as well as counties with large black populations. He also found that counties with more white victims of homicide have more death sentencing. And researchers say there are all sorts of points where bias can enter the system, starting with prosecutors' decision about how to charge the offense, through when the juries make their decisions.
Now, one statement I found particularly fascinating was a claim that no white person has ever been executed for killing a black person in Florida. Is that true?
Yes, that's true. I heard from multiple researchers of Florida's death row that no white person has been executed for killing a black person in Florida so far.
All right, Amy Sherman of PolitiFact Florida, thanks for delving into this rather complicated issue.
Thanks for listening and for reading PolitiFact Florida.